Hey guys, welcome to the Create Don't Hesitate podcast. I'm your host, Zachary Ford, and this podcast is for Gen Z creatives who have dreams they want to pursue and fears that hold them back and hesitate to start, myself included. And my goal is to share my experiences, insights, and encouragement and give you a head start to begin working to your dreams, passions, and ideal life. I post a podcast once a week, every Monday, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Create Don't Hesitate podcast. Today's episode is going to be very special, so stay tuned and listen in. Today, we're going to be talking about bad habits versus good habits and, you know, how they affect your life, how they impact your life, and plus tips on removing bad habits and replacing those with good habits. Now, on this topic, I'm still learning a lot about habits and how they impact your life, how good habits impact your life, and how bad habits can negatively or even sometimes positively, depending on how you look at it, affect your life. So that's what we're going to dive into today. So if you would get your earbuds ready or your headphones ready, wherever you are, just maybe get in a quiet space, or whether you're on your, whether you're commuting or on the bus, whether you're at school, going on a run, whatever you're doing right now, just focus on being in the moment, listening to this podcast. Maybe if you're walking around doing chores or whatever while doing the listening to this podcast passively, whatever you're doing, I just want you to understand what you're about to listen to. We're talking about habits, and I've recently been studying a lot about this. I've been reading some books. I recently started listening to, I don't know if I started it yet, but there's that Atomic Habits book by James Clear. I'm pretty sure I've downloaded that on Audible and through my stepdad's account, and I think I started listening to that, but really? Actually, no, I haven't listened to it yet. Yeah. I've been listening to a bunch of books on Audible recently. Well, I had recently got a new phone, actually, so I had to ask my stepdad to re-sign into it on my new phone. So it was only like, by the time this episode's coming out on Monday today, if you're listening when this comes out, yeah, I recently just started listening to audio again. I recently started listening to the Thank You Economy book, by Gary Vaynerchuk, just talking about different business-related things and stuff happening in the economy and stuff. And he wrote that book a while ago. But again, to stay on track with this, episode, in our lives, there's bad habits, right? Bad habits can be... bad habits can be like, you know, biting your fingernails or whatever. I've done that many times, and sometimes I still do that. And I don't know why. I honestly don't know why. So, and if you guys have any bad habits or stuff like that, then there's a lot of ways to replace those with good habits. So, for example, one like good habit of mine is making my bed every morning. So the reason that's good is, I believe a Navy SEAL said it, who did a really good talk. I don't remember his name, but he was a Navy SEAL. He did a speech talking about the most important habit of the day, and that was like the make your bed speech. And I listened to that, and it's just such an important habit because it gets you started with your day. It gets you up and just in a moment of – it just gets you focused. Oh, it's the William H. McRaven's Make Your Bed Speech. So, yeah, I think after watching that video a couple times in the past, I've started to understand why making your bed is super important. So – before I repeat myself 100 times, some other bad habits are they're, again, biting your fingernails or staying up late past like past 11 or 12 o'clock, just staring at your phone, scrolling through YouTube videos, Instagram feeds, Snapchat stories, whatever you have to distract you, those can be bad habits, right? Now, is scrolling on social media a bad habit? Yes, it can be, but at the same time, it can also be sort of a good habit in terms of if you're a content creator and you're trying to get content ideas like myself, then scrolling through your feed can help you understand what people are looking for, what people are watching, trends people are following, videos people are creating, types of content that people in your niche or generally or your friends even are making. And yeah, just going through your feed can help you understand people's perspective and where the world is going with different things and music sounds that people are using and all that. So yeah, in life there's a lot of good habits, a lot of bad habits, and they can balance out each other, right? So realize that bad habits, yeah, they're bad habits, you want to stop them, right? Like leaving your clothes all the way. It for some of the guys in here listening to this, maybe you leave your clothes on the ground or whatever in your room, which I hope you don't, because that's gross. So yeah, like have a basket you put your clothes in or something. Like keep clean, keep tidy, and keep organized, because when you're organized, like you feel so much better and it just clears up your mind to get focused on your schoolwork or your planning social media content, planning the day, writing things in journals, just even playing on your phone or watching YouTube video. Having a clean environment around you feels good, right? It can also be eating food, like even when you have a clean kitchen or, you know, clean dining room or even a clean room if you eat in your room, then having that clean, organized space can help you enjoy the moment, enjoy the space that you have. And that's super important. So bear with me, guys, as I go through this podcast. Some distractions as I'm recording this. However, we improvise and we go along with things. So we're good. So I have a couple of steps here, like that you guys can follow and kind of apply to your lives. And yeah, I want you guys, I'm going to list these out here and then we'll talk about each of them. I'll share about all of the different steps and then I'll dive into each of them individually. And then we'll go from there. So I hope you guys are enjoying this episode so far and you've learned a lot. Step one, become self-aware of your bad and good habits. Step two, identify how they're affecting your life, productivity, joy, health, well-being, success, and relationships. Step two is identify how they're affecting your life, productivity. Why? Oh, yeah. Step one is become self-aware of your good and bad habits. Step two, identify how they're affecting your life. Step three, write them down. Write your observations about what you've learned. Step four, following this, you know, write down and just think about the desired life that you have, your dream life, your vision for your future. And that'll help you stay focused and on track with your actions and with your thoughts and what you decide to do every day. Step five is set daily and weekly and monthly SMART goals. And by the way, if you're not familiar with SMART goals, that stands for specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. Again, we'll dive more into those as we get to each step. But just using the system of above that I've kind of figured out, and it can be super important and helpful for some of you guys and hopefully a lot of you guys as well. For any of the Gen Zers or young adults or anyone listening to this, I hope this can resonate with all you guys in some way. So I need to take a breath as I'm doing this. See, if y'all ever want to start a podcast or you want to do a collab with me or whatever, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or however you wish to reach me. I'm pretty much on every platform you wish to find me. So reach out to me and we could talk about that. So yeah, always have a plan before you're doing a podcast. See, even now, I'm just taking this moment in, for example, right? Stopping to take a breather, to just acknowledge the mess up, right? That could be, it's a little off topic of this podcast in terms of just habits, but just identifying, oh yeah, this can be kind of like step one, is identifying you know, becoming self-aware of the bad habits and the things that you're doing right now. Like in my podcasts, when my parents or people have listened to them and they've shared them with me, they've said that I occasionally or even a lot repeat things. I stutter, I talk a lot about details I've already said, and yeah, there's a lot I need to learn. There's a lot I can grow from doing podcasting and just sharing my inspiration online. And there's just a lot to learn. There's always room for improvement, always room for growth. And if you think you're perfect, if you think, which nobody is, nobody's perfect, but if you're like the top person in your field or if you're a gamer, for example, and you're really good at gaming or something, then, you know, people are gonna, like, if you have a YouTube channel and you do gaming or whatever, people are gonna follow you, people are gonna watch you for the most part. If you're, like, really good and you share your content and put yourself out there. So, or if you're an artist and you post your art on Instagram or you have your own business page or a website, you can share that on Instagram or on your Snapchat stories, or just share social media content about it, or share them with your friends in person or different people you have in your close life to share your gifts and share your talents and share your creative art with other people, whether that's through painting, drawing, origami, any sort of art factor like that, or whether that's creating music, writing poems, whatever that is. Each and every one of you guys has a gifts and things that you're good at. And depending on your good and bad habits, those your good and bad habits could either lead you forward to your goals and to your future vision, or they can lead you away from it, right? So let's dive deep into each of these habits real quick. Actually, I'm going to list a few more good habits and bad habits here. So good habits, for example, again, make your bed, read nightly, you know, have a night routine. A night routine can be, you know, putting your clothes out before for the next day, brushing your teeth, having a proper hygiene, you know, read books, spend time in scripture, God's word. And other good habits, exercise, write, journal, engage with friends and family, you know, work on your crafts and things you're good at, work at your job, work at your talents, and do things that you enjoy doing, like your hobbies, whether that's playing games or talking with friends or writing books. If you're a writer, if you enjoy writing. Speaking of writing, I'm currently writing a book called Express Your Light or Share Your Light. I'm still figuring out the title, but there's that in store coming. In the next few years, I'll have that published, but there's still a lot I need to write. So yeah, I only have like 4 or 5 chapters so far written started to be written for my book. So other things could be work on your self-awareness, just reflecting on your day in a journal, or writing things on your phone notepad if that works better for you. Also, listen to podcasts. I know not all you guys are podcast listeners, but if you're listening to this podcast, I'm assuming you're a podcast listener for the most part. And if you're just listening to this podcast because if I know you personally or we've met in person and I told you about this podcast, maybe you're listening because I've met you in person or online somehow and we've talked a little bit, or maybe we don't know each other and you're listening to this, I just want to say I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening. Yeah, but yeah, just listen to podcasts. Even if there's like one podcast you listen to, great. But if you're listening to this podcast and you don't listen to any other podcasts, I thank you for that. But if you listen to other podcasts too, that's incredible. I love that. Again, there's always things you could learn and things you can grow upon. You can grow your knowledge and grow your skills in your fields or in your crafts and your gifts and all of that. Okay, so now let's go through each of the 5 steps that I have written down here. And I really hope these provide you value. I'll make Instagram content about this and more smaller content on other platforms about these steps. and dive deeper in them on those platforms. And if you want to hear more, another podcast on each of these steps or just talking about them, definitely let me know however you wish to reach me. Step one, become self-aware of your good and bad habits. Okay, how do you become self-aware of your bad and good and bad habits, right? So let's say, for example, let's just use the example of me biting my fingernails. I know it's maybe kind of weird, but sometimes I do it, and some people probably do it. I don't know all the scientific reasons behind it, but sometimes it can be because of literally, like, you're just unaware that you're doing it, like, you don't know that you're doing it, or it can be because of stress, or it can be because of, I don't know, if you don't have fingernail cutters, then you do that. I don't know. You should just ask your parents to buy one, or you buy one yourself. But, or, yeah, sometimes I do it, and sometimes I do it around other people, and I don't understand why. So just becoming aware of that. And if you're in the process of, like, biting your toenail, or your, not your toenails, that'd be weird, your fingernails, just thinking, like, okay, why am I doing this? Like, what am I feeling right now? Like, I want to stop this bad habit. I know I shouldn't be doing it. Like, it's simple as that. Just being like, oh, like, I'm doing that. Like, that's not, like, good. That's not a good habit, right? Step two, identify how they're affecting your life, productivity, joy, health, well-being, success, and relationships. Now, biting my fingernails is not really something that affects my life really grandly or even small as well, so we might use a different example for this. See, like, making my bed, let's just say a good habit, making my bed. Identify how this is affecting your life. You know, making my bed, you know, again, as I mentioned earlier, it puts you in the mindset of having a good, productive, successful day. It's one of the first few tasks you do in the morning, and it gets you going, gets you motivated, gets you feeling good. And when you start your day off right, when you start your day off with gratitude and with success and with the first few choices that you make in the day, if you make those successful, if you make those on track to your goals, then you're on set to having a wonderful day. And even if you start out your day not so well, you can always find ways to change it or for the better. So step three, you know, write down your observations or whatever's on your mind about your bad habits, right? So I feel like using bad habits for this process is a lot better because when you go through the process of using these five-step process to go through your bad habits, then you could start to replace these bad habits with good ones, right? With more positive ones that reinforce your life and make you be more successful and all the above. So, and just writing things down gets things out of your mind. It gets kind of the stress and the thoughts out of your mind about what you're facing or what you're feeling. And it just gives you a little more clarity in your head, a little more headspace to think about things, to think about how you can change. And if you guys are watching the video, I'm looking down at my phone. So yeah. Step four, following this, just the previous one, I was talking a little bit about writing them, your observations down. Step four is following this, you know, write down the kind of life you desire to have, right? And then this will help you stay focused and disciplined and consistent. So there's kind of two parts to the step is just think about the kind of life you want and write it down. And I just want to emphasize the point where writing it down, because when you write things down, it kind of locks in that, I don't know the exact science or how it works, but when you write things down, first of all, it just plainly gets it out of your thoughts and your goals and your ideas out of your head. So you don't have to remember them or stress about forgetting them. So yeah, I've literally, if you're watching the video version of this episode, I have a daily gratitude journal where I write down five things that I'm grateful for. I have a prayer journal where I just write prayers to the Lord. And I have another journal, like a leather journal with a bunch of different what are they called? A bunch of little inserts to put in it, right? Journal inserts. And yeah, so writing down things is super important, and it's so beneficial because through writing, I've written a lot of music, and I'm not trying to boast here. I just want to share some examples and just give you guys some inspiration to start writing. So writing has really improved my life, just because it's helped me share really good ideas with others. And when I write down ideas, it gives me the opportunity and it opens up doors to create more ideas. So even if your idea that you write down or whatever's on your mind, when you write that down, you can start to reflect on what you're thinking and what you want in your life. And that'll start the process or continue the process of really putting your ideal life into concrete action and awareness of the steps you need to take, if that makes sense. And writing is just so beneficial for so many reasons. So if you want to do more research on your own, maybe look up some YouTube videos, or other podcasts on productivity and reading and journaling and writing things down, bullet journaling, I'd recommend you look up that on YouTube or just a brain dump or whatever. That can be incredibly important. So, wow, I'm good. So if you guys are still listening, I just want to say I appreciate you guys. You guys are really awesome and you guys are so worth it. So God bless. And I hope you're doing well so far, and I hope you're finding this podcast helpful and encouraging and just supportive. Step 5. Set daily, weekly, monthly SMART goals. Again, SMART goals are specific goals, measurable goals, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. So specific goals is the definition I found on a Google image was set real numbers with real deadlines and goals. So specific is just like, let's, for example, I'm just going to make one up. Let's say I do wrestling, so I'm just going to use a wrestling example. If you want to win let's say you want to win a match, right? Just a normal duo school match, right? What you need to do is practice really hard in practice and watch YouTube videos about wrestling and just really get your mind in the state of, hey, I'm a really good wrestler. I'm great at this. And I'm always hungry for more, better skills. So specific is just, hey, I want to win my next wrestling match this Saturday at a wrestling tournament, right? Now, recently, I went to a wrestling tournament for the 152 weight class in replacement of another wrestler in my weight class that was supposed to go to the tournament, but he was injured in his ankle. So I'm praying for him that he gets better and his ankle heals up. But yeah, so measurable. Consistently track progress made with your goal. So if you're doing the wrestling example and you want to win your Saturday match, right? And by the way, on this recent Saturday tournament, we did a double elimination, which is you keep wrestling until you lose both of your matches, lose two matches. And if you don't lose two matches, then you go on to the next couple of rounds. And then you finally get to finals and the championship rounds. So I lost my two matches. So just when I'm talking about this, just beware of that. So set daily, weekly, what am I saying? I've got this, guys. I'm good. I appreciate you guys still listening. And so what do we got? Step 3. What are we at? Step 1. No, we're at specific. Okay, specific, measurable. So track your goals in a notebook, in a habit tracker, whatever that is. Ask your coach, for whatever sport it is, for wrestling, ask your coach for you know, support in your wrestling skills. Ask questions during practice of, hey, how do you do this move? I need some more help. Could you show me again? Could you show the team again how to do this, etc. Attainable, so know yourself and your capabilities and what your potential is, plus how far you can grow beyond your current comfort zone and skills. So yeah, just know what you're capable of, know what your skill levels are currently, and just work based off of that. Like, if you want to be a state champion wrestler and you can't even win a Saturday tournament matches, then you have a lot of work to do. And that's my goal. I have a lot of work to do, and I want to be a state champion wrestler by my senior year. I'm currently a sophomore this 2020-2021 school year. So there's that for you. So yeah, if you can't win those little matches, then you're actually legit not good enough for state. Not as a discouraging thing, but your skill level is just not quite there yet, meaning that will give you the motivation to improve in practice and learn more about things. R is for realistic, so set huge goals. Here's my reminder for you. So when I talk about realistic, I was talking to my mom a little bit about this. I don't know if it was about this podcast or just, you know, about the SMART goals process, but the realistic part is set huge goals beyond your comfort zone, beyond your capabilities, and beyond where you're at right now. So right now I'm not a state champion wrestler, but my goal is to be a state champion wrestler. And time bound is, you know, set a goal. So for example, I want to be a state champion wrestler by senior year, at the end of my senior year. That's time bound. That's setting a time, setting a deadline of when you want to go to state, when you want to achieve that goal. So that's pretty much it to this podcast. If you guys want more episodes on habits and bad habits and all of that, and you want to learn more about this 5-step process, feel free to reach out to me or leave a review on this podcast. By the way, if you post a review on Apple or iTunes, I will not be able to see it because I have an Android phone. Yes, I'm an Android user. So for all the Apple listeners out there, thanks for listening on your Apple devices, but I am an Android user, so I cannot check your reviews on there. So message me on Instagram or somewhere else, Twitter maybe. If you want to message me on TikTok, wherever you want to reach me, feel free to send your thoughts, send your whatever you guys want. Send your questions, comments, ideas for podcast episodes, and things you've reflected on. So that concludes today's podcast episode. Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and learned a lot and took a couple things away. I'll leave this 5-step process down in the description for you guys to learn more about and apply to your life, so that you don't have to re-listen to this podcast and be like, what was that 5-step process again? So that'll all be in the description for you guys to read through. So, or you can just rewind this either way. So I hope all the best, guys. Remember to apply this podcast to your life and whatever way that is. And by, setting goals, following this 5-step process for yourself, and just taking action, following through with your word, and taking action. Also, I have one of my next episodes is going to talk about following your word and doing what you say you're going to do, which is, I don't know if I should do that one yet because that's something I'm still working on. But yeah. Anyways, if you guys are still listening again, thank you. I'll see you guys all in the next episode. I love you guys so much. God bless. And remember to get up, get moving, and live an inspired life. Roll the intro. Roll the outro. Oh my gosh. Oh, this podcast is entertaining. Love you guys. All right, guys, so one more thing before I let you guys go for the day. Your call to action and what I want you guys to take away from this episode and what I want you guys to do is not only follow this 5-step process that I'll leave in the description, but take some time today and this week to envision the life that you want and, you know, trust God with your time and with your commitments and with your daily tasks and schedule and passions and goals and things you're good at, and work on removing one bad habit each week and replacing those with a good habit listed in the description and earlier in this podcast. Bye, guys.
Hey, you. I got a message for you. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Create. Don't hesitate. If you receive value from this episode, feel free to leave a review by messaging me on Instagram. The link is in the podcast description. Also, check out all my other socials for more inspiration. I'll see you in the next episode. Lastly, remember to get up, get moving, and live an inspired life.